Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. In June 2016, a bike group known as the Chain Gang went out for its weekly ride in Kalamazoo County. About 20 minutes later, in Cooper Township, a pickup truck plowed into the group, killing five of the cyclists. On Tuesday, a jury convicted the driver, Charles Pickett Jr., of second-degree murder. Pickett was under the influence of drugs at the time of the crash. Paul Gobble is one of the four people who were seriously injured in that crash, and he joins me now. Paul, welcome back to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thank you.
Last year, on the one-year anniversary of the crash, you shared your story here on Michigan Radio. And for listeners who may not know about the story and the crash, please remind us what happened that day.
Well, I don't remember. I have no memories the day of the crash. I was told that, yes, we did do the ride as we planned. I knew we intended to. And the next thing I remember, it was Father's Day. A little over 10 days later, I was in the hospital and I was recovering from a traumatic brain injury, broken neck, broken back, broken rib, broken leg. And that sort of began my recovery process.
And tell me a little bit about the group that you were riding with and some of the people in it.
We're called the Chain Gang. It's a cycling group. We meet every Tuesday, 6 o'clock. We have a handful of different rides that we do. There's no real competition. It's not a race. We try to do our best. We ride hard, but it's all about just having a good time, being out on the bike, and enjoying our friendship.
Last week, you testified in the trial against Charles Pickett. What was it like for you to be inside that courtroom?
It was not as bad as I was afraid it was going to be honest. I think by the time that the trial finally came around, after all the many delays, we had discussed it so much, we had thought about it for so much, I think the biggest emotion I had was that it was finally happening and soon to be over.
Pickett was charged with second-degree murder, and he'll be sentenced next month. He could get up to life in prison. You mentioned the delays. It's been almost 2 years since the crash. How do you feel now that he's been convicted?
I feel a good sense of relief. I know there was a lot of concern about whether or not the murder two charges would stick and whether or not they were appropriate. I don't know how logical my concerns were, my fears were, but last year there seemed to be a number of news reports that kept coming along about cycling crashes with very light penalties being given out for the drivers. And there was a concern that a light sentence could come out that would somehow diminish from the fact that five people lost their lives that day. And we really felt that a very severe sentence was appropriate.
Right after the jury delivered its verdict Tuesday afternoon, you had to hurry out of the courtroom. That's because you were going on a bike ride with the Chain Gang. Tell us about that evening.
Well, it was Tuesday night. There was definitely a sense of relief and celebration, almost. There was a large outpouring of support for me and for the other victims, and that the weather was so perfect and it was such a nice ride. What this has meant for me is a closing of that chapter. There's still always going to be, you know, wounds that I have and conversations I'll need to have with friends and family and memories and memorials, but they're all going to be personal events. At this point, this event becomes a private matter for us, and it becomes part of our personal world rather than, you know, something on the public stage.
Paul Gobble is one of the survivors of the crash that killed five bicyclists just outside Kalamazoo in 2016. Paul, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
The Chain Gang has memorial events planned for next month. Last year, on the anniversary of the crash, Paul Gobble told the story of the Chain Gang and how his life has changed since that day. You can find it at michiganradio.org.